You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Any special news out of you yesterday? Anything fun?
Oh, buddy. No, my life is not fun right now. I'm sorry. I wish I could entertain you with stories of joy and happiness. But just another day of cleaning out my relative who passed away. Their house, man. It's a mess. He was a bachelor and, you know.
Dude,
just cleaning out a basement.
This seems like weeks that you guys are taking to do this.
There's, you know, holes in the walls that needed to be repaired, and plumbing leaks, and
when are you gonna be
fixing kitchen cabinets. And I think we pretty much wrapped everything up yesterday, and now we're bringing in people to clean the furnace, and Zero Res is coming in to clean some stuff for me.
Who's doing that?
Zero Res. They're the best. And yeah, you know, getting things moving with the realtor now and getting it staged, yada, yada, yada. So do not be jealous of my life right now, okay, buddy?
Oh, I think you need this project to be over.
It's truly like flipping a house, honestly, is how I'm kind of looking at it. There's just so much to be done that, you know, my mom and dad are helping and my sister, and we're just truly flipping a house right now.
Well,
so, it kind of puts it in perspective when it comes to those people that do that for a living, actually, and how much work goes into that. And it's a lot of work, but the reward at the end is a hearty payoff right now because of the real estate market. But yeah, so a couple showers yesterday for me. It was pretty pretty. What's going on in your
yesterday.
World?
Yesterday I got my car. I had to go to my P.O. box because I have a business, and I do all my business stuff through the P.O. box. And
fun.
While I was out, I said, you know what? I'm going to make one other stop. And so I went, and I did it.
Hey, you got a phone! Da-da-da-da-dee! It's about ding-dang time, man. You've been walking around with that flip phone for...
No, it's not a flip phone.
It was old, though.
But what I had was a 6, an iPhone 6.
Yeah, still had the headphones.
So
jack.
It's been about 5 years, 6 years? I don't know when
time.
Those came out.
It was definitely time.
And all I know is that I kept getting an earful from the woman who lives in my house. She has been...
She can get a hold of you, huh?
Look, the phone worked fine. The only reason I finally pulled the trigger is because all of these different apps and programs that I use, the 6 will no longer support them.
Yeah.
The phone worked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a problem with that. You know, the text works, the camera works.
The processor was slowing down and it couldn't run those apps.
it couldn't run
your Angry Birds.
Yeah. So finally I was like, yeah, it's the way, you know, technology companies get you. They're like, yeah, you don't really want to go buy the new stuff? We're going to make you buy the new stuff.
Because
you won't be able to use the things you got used to using.
Did you get a 13 then? Is that what that one was?
It is. It's a 13.
Well, that set you back.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I originally said, what I'll do is I'll get the 12 because those are now old. They've got all the good stuff on them.
Yeah.
Not that big of a difference between 12 and 13, really. I was like, I'll do that because I bet I could save a couple $100. No, the price difference was $50.
Yeah, so might as well go for the big one.
So it's like, well, yeah, it had nothing to do with being the big one. It's like
the more recent
I can get
big,
so that I don't
one.
Run into that same problem with, you know, apps not being supported.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got another 5 years with this one then, as long as you don't drop it. And did they do the whole, let's look up your trade value on the old phone, and it was, what was it, like 6 cents or something?
You can't trade in a 6.
So they just won't even take it anymore.
They won't even talk to you
about it. Now just essentially a paperweight. It's just going to go in a drawer.
No, because you know what? My wife is saying, I want your old phone. I said, you for the last 2 years... have crucified me over keeping an iPhone 6, and now you want it? She goes, oh, yeah, I want the camera. I do all of her mushroom stuff that she does.
Yeah.
She does time-lapse photography of them growing.
Sure, yeah.
And she posts those, and those get like tens of thousands. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of views. And so she wants all this. She's got all these different old phones set up doing all these various angles of time-lapse photography.
Well, at least it's getting used then.
Yeah, so she's like, I'll take it. So just... wipe it, clean it, and then let me have it so I can
shoot video.
Do my videos.
For really bored people, it sounds like.
I will tell you this. I posted a thing on, I guess it was on Facebook. I posted something on Facebook just a week or so ago. And it included a thing of time-lapse photography that she had done. And people just, it's kind of mesmerizing to watch.
Kind of
and people
are
like, yeah, what you were talking about is fine, but let me talk about that time lapse of those mushrooms. So I got to say, they're cool, pretty cool to see. But,
well, good. Congrats on the new phone. That's huge.
I know. I've entered the year 2022 now. Hooray for me. I don't like being strong-armed into it, though. I'll tell you that.